14 propositions will be on the ballot this November. Texas Border Business, by Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa. On November 7, Texans will have the opportunity to make their voices heard by voting on 14 proposed amendments to the Texas Constitution. These amendments cover a wide range of issues that are important to our state, and it is crucial that we take the time to educate ourselves and participate in this democratic process. As your state senator, I supported the passage of the resolutions calling for these propositions during the legislative session. I believe that each of these amendments has the potential to positively impact our state and its residents. Let me briefly highlight a few of the propositions that I find particularly significant. Proposition 1, Protection for Farmers and Ranchers, aims to protect the rights of farmers, ranchers, timber producers, horticulturists, and wildlife managers. By enshrining these rights in our state constitution, we can ensure that these vital industries continue to thrive and contribute to our economy. Proposition 4, Property Tax Relief, provides more than $18 billion in property tax relief for Texans. Homeowners under the age of 65 will be allowed a homestead exemption of $100,000, while disabled homeowners and those over the age of 65 will receive an exemption of $110,000. This increase would follow previous increments in 2015 and 2021, when the exemption was raised to $25,000 and $40,000, respectively. This proposition aims to provide tax relief and make homeownership more affordable for Texans. Proposition 5, Investments in Higher Education, focuses on funding for higher education institutions by creating the Texas University Fund with a $3 billion endowment. It seeks to provide financial support to certain universities to help them achieve national prominence as major research institutions. This investment in our universities will not only enhance their academic standing but also drive our state's economy forward. Proposition 6, Texas Water Fund, creates the Texas Water Fund and authorizes an initial investment of $1 billion, which will go towards financing new water supply projects and repairments of existing aging water infrastructure. As the state population grows, this fund will allow us to better address current water challenges, as well as prepare to meet the growing demand of water for years to come. Proposition 7, Texas Energy Fund, establishes the Texas Energy Fund and allocates an initial down payment of $5 billion to support the construction, maintenance, and modernization of new dispatchable electric generation capacity in the state. Record-breaking temperatures experienced this summer prove the critical need for robust dispatchable energy and a reliable electric grid. Proposition 8, Broadband Infrastructure, allocates $1.5 billion to an infrastructure fund for the development and financing of broadband, telecommunication, and 911 services. By voting for this proposition, we are one step closer to closing the digital divide for the millions of Texans without reliable internet access. Proposition 9, COLA increase for retired teachers, authorizes the 88th legislature to provide $3.4 billion to fund cost of living adjustments to certain annuitants of the teacher retirement system of Texas. This amendment recognizes the importance of our educators and ensures that they receive fair compensation to support their retirement. Proposition 14, Fund for State Parks, creates the Centennial Parks Conservation Fund and authorizes an investment of $1 billion, which will be used for the creation and improvement of state parks. By investing in our parks, we can preserve our natural resources, promote outdoor recreation, and enhance the quality of life for all Texans. These are just a few examples of the propositions that will be on the ballot. Each amendment deserves careful consideration, and I encourage all Texans to familiarize themselves with the details of each proposition before casting their vote. To learn more about the amendments and voting in Texas, I urge you to visit votetexas.gov. This website provides valuable information on the propositions, as well as details on how and where to vote. Voting is not only a right but also a responsibility. It is through our participation in the democratic process that we can shape the future of Texas. I encourage all Texans to exercise their right to vote on November 7th and make their voices heard.